Mr. Bean sat in the car and looked out of the window. Why did David call him Dr. Bean, not Mr. Bean? Doctor was the name for the top men in the National Gallery, Dr. Rosenblum and Dr. Cutler. They were very intelligent and knew a lot about art. He didn't know anything about art. But he felt very important when David called him Dr. Bean. When they got to the gallery, Mr. Bean wanted to go to the toilet. David looked at his watch. The men's room is over there, Dr. Bean. But please don't be too long. Mr. Grierson's waiting. Mr. Bean walked into the men's room. He went to the toilet and then started to wash his hands. But the water went everywhere, over the front of his trousers.
Oh, no, he thought. What am I going to do? I can't meet Mr. Grierson with wet trousers.
Then he saw a machine on the wall.
Ah, good, a hand dryer, he thought. That'll dry them in no time.
Mr. Bean jumped up and down, but the machine was too high. The warm air didn't blow onto his trousers. Then he had an idea. He climbed onto a chair in front of the machine and started to move slowly from left to right. The warm air blew onto his trousers in the right place. Suddenly, a man came out of one of the toilets. He looked up and saw Mr. Bean. Then he walked out as fast as possible. David Langley stood outside the men's room and waited for Mr. Bean. He looked at his watch. It was after 9 o'clock.
Dr. Bean, we're late, he shouted. Mr. Grierson will be very angry.
Mr. Bean came out of the men's room and followed David. This wasn't funny. His trousers weren't dry. He wanted more time in front of the hand dryer. He couldn't go into Mr. Grierson's office with wet trousers. Then he saw a newspaper on a table. He took the paper and put it in front of his trousers.